sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is, you know what's coming, live from the lair. All right, we're going to be covering Hopocalypse. Now, I graduated high school in 1986 from a high school called Berkeley High in Berkeley, Michigan. Now, back in my day, there was maybe, I don't know, four, five, maybe half a dozen women in my class who were the town bicycle, who sampled the sausage on the regular. And everyone knew who they were. And, you know, listen, it is what it is. Now, fast forward 40 years into the future. And you have maybe half a dozen women by the time they get to a, you know, the senior status in high school who are still possessors of the V card. Now, this has had some serious repercussions that we're feeling today, and it's going to go on for quite some time, and it might actually destroy our civilization because the marriage rates are in the toilet. The reproductive rates are beyond in the toilet. And I don't think they're going to be coming back anytime soon. Mainly because, let's face it, there's some studies out there. I can't name them off the top of my head. I'm going to get up to speed on these. But it actually talks about the numbers of sexual partners a woman has actually decreases her ability to pair bond and stay in a committed relationship, you know, down the road. And we're seeing this in the divorce numbers. 70 to 80% of women file for divorce. 80% of the time, the man is caught by surprise. And if she's college educated, meaning she's been, you know, thoroughly cuntified by the cult, that can go anywhere from 82 to 92%, depending upon the study you're looking at. So it's really come down to this. You get married. Well, first of all, a man's got to build his value. You're not born with it like a woman. You spend about 10 years from 18 to 28 building your value, playing the game, stacking loot and assets, houses, cars, whatever, to appear as a suitable mate slash husband. And you get married 28 to 30. She's maybe a couple years behind you, so her fertility is already cooked and booked. And let's face it, most marriages end by 7 years. 7, 13, 21, 24 are the main punch-out years. I did that research years ago. So by this time, he spent 10 years building up his value, married for 7 years, so he's 2 decades into this chase. He hears the magic words, "I'm not happy." The wood chipper opens, which we call the vagina. A forest of cock, it gets run through there. You lose a car, maybe 2 cars, your 401k, your house, your children, half of everything that you've acquired. And here's the best part. The other half is taken in the form of child support. So you don't really recover until you're right around in 48 to 52. So you have next to no time to respond, build back your 401k, and actually get to some semblance of retirement, which most men will not get to retire. And we are going to be busting out the Hopocalypse. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff that made this possible, a lot of tools women are using to make it even worse, how hackers are compromising this data, blackmailing people, because that's a thing, because we're evil, hairless monkeys, and we do that kind of stuff. And that's how it goes. So this is going to be a good show. Please have yourself a beer or 2 or 3 on standby. I have a feeling this might be a drinking game kind of show, more than just the Bolshevik stuff.
Bolsheviks. Drink.
So, Battle Dwarf, let's get this going.
You asked for that one.
I know. It's okay. I'm there.
I'm starting to figure out where the videos are. Everyone is doomed. It's a lot worse than all of that. What you were describing right there, where the woman says, "I'm not happy," and then the loss cycle starts right there, I describe that as a cuntectomy.
I got to write that down. Cuntectomy.
A cuntectomy, yes, like a hysterectomy, but the vagina removes everything that you have.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. That's going in the Papanomicon.
It's fine. That's fine. I experienced such a thing myself. If I sat down and added it all up in pure dollar value, you'd be looking at around $170,000. just in that process.
Correct.
Just in that process. And then there's the rest of your life where misery just kind of follows you around and chews on your ass cheek. Yeah. And you hear the words of your drill sergeant ringing in your head. If the army wanted you to have a wife, there would be one in your duffel bag.
Correct. I've heard that a few times myself. I've actually said that to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's completely and thoroughly true.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay off the used lot, by the way.
Yes, I've covered that in some videos. Yeah.
So tonight's Hopocalypse Now episode centers around the Ashley Madison and OnlyFans breaches. A lot of people forgot about the 2015 Ashley Madison breach, but let's cover that real fast.
Blake and I believe. Did we cover this?
Oh, God, thing? You guys did a show. You did a show on it, but people have forgotten, man.
Yes.
People have goldfishitis where 5 minutes later, they forget all this shit.
I mean, so many people got divorced over that. So many people got blackmailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fired from their jobs.
It was really, really ugly. And this one promises to be a little worse, actually, especially in this day and age where it's a lot faster and a lot more accurate.
And AI. Makes it
and AI. Worse. Well, that's part of the whole equation. Now, it might seem to some of you out there that I have a brain full of stuff like this. What it is I just take really good notes. I've got a bunch of notebooks. Pop has notebooks as well. We have to write shit down. We're old. Yeah, exactly.
I call this the brain.
There you go. That's my peripheral brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's literally my brain.
Sorry. There you go. Yep. Yeah, and I have an external hard drive that serves as an auxiliary brain Nexus as well. Anyway, what happened in the Ashley Madison breach in July 2015? Ashley Madison, a dating website catering to individuals whoring around, seeking extramarital affairs, suffered a catastrophic data breach that reverberated across the digital privacy landscape. A hacker collective known as the Impact Team, catchy name, infiltrated the company's systems, exfiltrating over 60 gigabytes of sensitive data. When you're talking about text lines, that's a shit ton of data. Okay, including user profiles, financial transactions, and internal communications. The breach exposed the personal information to approximately 32 million of you dirty fucking whores, leading to
There's a bunch of dudes in there too who are
wait. I'm getting to that. You're all whores. They're all whores. All right. All of them. You're married. Fuck you. Okay. The breach exposed the personal information of approximately 32 million users, leading to widespread public scrutiny and legal consequences. I will pause there to fill in the blanks on what Pop just said. The activity on Ashley Madison, and I have a page that we'll get to on this, the majority of the activity was men. Women would sign up and then never touch their profiles again. Almost like it was a honeypot.
Yes. Now, Battledorf and I are familiar with the term honeypot because we had to get a briefing on this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Stay away from hookers.
Yeah.
She doesn't love you. If the hot chick in the slinky dress at the bar starts talking to you, she's a spook.
Didn't we have one of our senators dealing with a honeypot situation?
Fang.
Yeah. Ignored by the Democrats. Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was Barbara Boxer's Chinese driver was a Chinese national spy as well. And they never did anything about that either. This sort of activity is a lot more common than you would think. It goes on all the time. I was bumped 3 different times while I was deployed overseas by foreign. We bumped is when somebody from foreign intelligence tries to chat you up.
Or recruit you.
Yeah. And it's alarmingly common. I'm not special. It wasn't unique. They know who you are. Okay. Except for the really, 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 really deep spooks. And even then it's debatable whether or not you're.
And see, I was always just a grunt. So I don't think anyone ever, they don't give a shit about what I had to say or what I
did. It had a lot more to do where it was, it happened while I was at Civil Affairs and it happened while I was at Task Force.
Well, because when you're a bullet slinger, they don't give a shit. What, you know, they don't care. You don't know anything. By the time you know stuff, you're like literally like moments away from.
Your guys' information is what's called frangible.
Yes.
It only lasts for a short period of time. So there's really no point in kidnapping you. What's going to happen? I don't know, but it already did.
Yeah. What are you training for? I have no idea, but it involves this, this, and this.
Yeah, and they're doing it right now, so.
Yeah. too late.
Unless you've got a teleporter. Yeah. Anyway, point being, all of these websites, they're honeypots. They're perfect for foreign intelligence or for corporate intelligence, which often is foreign intelligence, coincidentally.
And let's also talk about the Epstein connection. If you think... Mm-hmm. That there was an alphabet agencies and other intelligence agencies getting access to high-powered individuals catching Vada on camera, you're out of your goddamn minds.
I am absolutely certain that CIA, Mossad, and MI6 were involved in all of that activity.
Yeah, I can just imagine that. Like, you're Mr. Big Bad, you know, politician, CEO of a billion-dollar company, and they're like, hey, is this a picture of you? Balls the guest deep in this person?
Mm-hmm. The guest list was too high profile.
Yeah. I think P. Diddy had some shit going on, too.
There, you know, we speculate on all this stuff, and we go, oh, I'm sure that this was happening, that was happening. The reality of it is a lot of people are just sick bastards. And some people are manipulative sick bastards. Hillary Clinton comes to mind. Please don't have me killed.
Hillary-sided.
Yeah, genocided. Arkansided.
Yeah, there's Arkansided, Hillary-sided.
Clinton sided. Anyway, they are just evil people. And so they'll think of new evil shit to do. Oh, look, I can start a honeypot here all by myself. And it's this guy's like a musical nobody to start with, right?
Yep.
But he starts going to these parties and he's like, I've got dirt on him. I got dirt on him. I got dirt on her. I got dirt on her. And the evil thing in their brain is going, well, now I've got leverage. I can do things.
Yeah.
And they'll start doing things and they'll get into more evil shit. That's how a lot of this works. I would say about a half of it, really.
And here's the only good thing in this entire equation.
Yeah.
Is men that do this or individuals or small groups that do this get overinflated egos and they think they're nigh invulnerable or untouchable. And in the grand scheme of things, that is not true.
Correct.
Because the minute that you're no longer needed, you're either going to die or go to prison.
A spectacular example of this is Gaddafi.
Oh, yeah.
He was the ultimate untouchable Middle Eastern, well, North African overlord.
Yeah.
He walked around all flashy. He had his bodyguards. He had his female bodyguards. And the guy was, for years, he really was untouchable until he wasn't. And he was dragged out into the street and raped and beaten to death.
Yep. He got his pimple popped.
By his people. Yeah.
Yes. And so that is an unfortunate thing that happens in the Middle East, which is disgusting. But we had an ambassador that happened to. Nobody talked about it. And Hillary Clinton got a pass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fucked up, man. That, and I read that in the Turkish newspaper, a newspaper from Lebanon, and one from Jordan.
Right.
So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not great. Now somebody just said the stream is running slow. Is it on both our ends or is it just my end? Am I having this? I'm wondering if it's a browser issue. I'm going to have to swap out browsers and see if that helps.
What, you're not coming across on my side as slow.
No, it must be just on his end. You're going to have to check on your own then, dude. Yeah. Keeps freezing on me. No, you are fine. 5x5 here. It looks like a bandwidth issue somewhere. It's not the stream. Okay.
Yeah, so Murphy's not putting his thumb in our ass today.
Yeah, I just want to be sure because I don't want to go through the 20 minutes of what the ass that we went
now,
through.
Now, for everyone watching on YouTube, we're going to be punching out between 8:20 and 8:30. So,
yeah,
take the time and use the Rumble link and start looking over there because we're going to, and I'll post it here on the YouTube side.
Yeah, because YouTube has demonstrated quite clearly that they are no longer our friend.
And no, they don't like us.
Yeah, they haven't liked us in some time, which is ridiculous. Back to this honeypot thing.
Yes.
Look, if you know, it's everybody wants to see some titties now and then.
I get it. Love to speed bag the nippled titties just as much as the next guy. I'm retired at this particular time because I can't deal with the frustration and the heartbreak and all the craziness. Yep. But I've been that guy. I'm a tit man.
Yeah.
You have a nice rack when I was especially in my 20s. Mm-hmm. You got my attention. That's why I married a redhead and fucked my life up. But that's just me.
You had no idea that she had an eggplant fetish.
I did not know that. I should have reconned the mother. I should have, you know, asked around, and I didn't because I was blue-pilled. Paid the ultimate price for it.
Failed to do your workup.
I did not do my target workup properly, and I almost paid the ultimate price.
Yeah.
Only reason I'm still here is the universe did some divine intervention and swapped out another guy for me. It's the only reason I'm still here.
With the Ashley Madison thing, the repercussions of the breach were immediate and severe. Users faced public humiliation, with some reports linking the exposure to personal crises and even suicides. My shocked face. This is my shocked face. The revelation that Ashley Madison failed to delete user data despite charging a fee for such services led to allegations of fraud and deceptive business practices. That's an easy lawsuit. Consequently, their parent company, ALM, faced numerous lawsuits, culminating in an $11.2 million settlement in July of 2017 for multiple class action claims. Look, guys, your data is not safe on these sites. It's not. The people who run these don't care. They want to do one thing, make money off of the fact that you like titties.
All right. First of all, your data is not safe on any site, especially now that we have AI.
Particularly these.
Yes.
They're known for it. We're going to cover more of this tonight.
And if you're on OnlyFans, you know, licking box and sucking cocks.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before the world knows about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah. And it really is for the guys who are in the voyeur department that are availing themselves of these services, if you will. You know, it can be bad enough, but when you're a young woman doing these things on these sites and you get caught up in one of these, that record's forever, sweetie.
You're fucked.
It's forever. It's a forever record, okay? You are out there forever. You will never get all of that ever removed.
And like, here's another thing, okay? Like, I'm almost 60. Like, my appetite for porn is like maybe 8% of what it was in my 20s. I literally don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I have no patience anymore. Like, the bed squeaking, not watching it. Speaking another language, not watching it. Too many people in the room? No. I hear a baby crying. Fuck it. No. I literally can't get into it. It's lost its appeal to me. I'm fucking old, man. I don't have to tell you.
We just reach a point. As a man, you reach a point where it's no longer interesting.
Yeah, you're like, I've hit that summit too many times. It's the same view.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah. And it's not, it's a poor replacement for the real thing. Let's be honest.
It is.
But point blank.
But right now, if somebody's like, hey, you can go hit this chick. She's 32. She's an 8. She's hot as fuck. Or you can go and fire 20 rounds out of a Barrett sniper rifle at a click and a half. It's not even competition.
I'll meet you at the range.
I'm like, I'll meet you at the range. How much is the ammo? I'll write you a check for it. Yeah, let's make this happen. I don't give a fuck.
I'll even let you shoot all 20. I'll just spot for you. You're a better shot than I am. Straight up. That's just freaking... like I was saying, the young ladies who do this, if you know somebody who's doing this, don't. Stop. Just think of what's going to happen. You're not thinking into the future. You're not even thinking 10 minutes into the future, because there are guys out there who just sit there and scrape this stuff and make files. And every once in a while, they'll release it.
All right.
Because they're creepy, rat-faced, little greasy hand, Cheeto-eating motherfuckers that all they want is to leer at pretty young women. And now you're screwed because your face is never coming down from the internet.
And here's another thing. When I turned 40, I was a completely different person than I was when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So these young women, they're hot. They're 18 to 28.
Yeah.
But listen, by the time you get to 40 and you experience some life and a couple beat downs and you realize that, you know, shit is tough out there, you become a different person.
Yeah.
And a lot of these young women who are super liberal become conservative, especially after they have to pay taxes and they experience how much shit costs.
Yes. Yeah. After a little bit of living, people usually become conservative. That's a normal pattern. It has always been that pattern. Today, it's just black and white fucking cartoon world, liberal and conservative. And it's way over the top. It's ridiculous. It's hysterical to watch. I'm watching our mutual friend who lives in Detroit on X saying some stuff that I would have never suspected that friend of saying, and laughing my ass off as that friend just goes to town on liberals.
I know the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not specifying name, gender, or any of that other information to protect the innocent. Mm-hmm. Because
I get it.
Said friend is actually really intelligent and always has been, but just came to a realization that the world doesn't work the way that that friend thought the world worked.
Yeah, which typically happens once you get out there and get the reality beat down a few times.
Yes.
I mean, it happened to me.
Yeah. Here I am. I was extremely liberal up until around 2003. And then I started to shift. And then by 2020, I was to the point where freaking Adolf is writing me notes. Genghis Khan's showing up, knocking on my door to do an intervention. Hey, uh-huh. Man, you might want to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I was middle of the road
mm-hmm.
back in my, teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I started shifting to the right. And mm-hmm. then once I got divorced and I saw how fucked up the system was, I went way to the right.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck you guys. And
it's a natural progression, especially if you're a guy getting caught up in this world. Mm-hmm. I genuinely feel bad for the young females who do get caught up in this. I genuinely do. When you're young, it's really hard to make good decisions. You're known for making bad decisions. God knows I made more than my fair share. The world is rewarding these bad decisions at the moment.
Yes.
If you are a successful slewer on OnlyFans, okay, you can make a shitload of money. You can. But it's the devil's bargain.
Well, here's another thing. It's not that many.
Absolutely the fucking devil's bargain.
Not that many women on that platform pulling that kind of money. Most of them make almost nothing.
About $200, $250 a month is what I found.
So you're literally ruining your chances at life.
Yes.
For $1,200 a year.
I have seen now dozens of video reels. They're extremely common now of OnlyFans models going and crying online because they'll date a guy and then he'll check to see if she's got a freaking.
He does his homework.
Oscar Fox. And sure enough, there's the Oscar Fox.
Yep. And then what happens then?
And he just
jettisoned.
He just jettisons her like that. I'll never have a boyfriend again. This is part and parcel of the whole make good decisions. Okay, or, you don't have to do this. This is a devil's bargain because when your beauty runs out, you're done.
Yeah.
And then you're nothing but a spent product.
She's a shell casing for a internal reproductive snot sock that's worn out. So listen, these guys are literally running out the back of the aircraft on reserve parachute only.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the three bells and like, ramp's going down. I'm out. Forget it.
Yeah. Drogue out. Oh, man.
And listen, 40 to 80. And I say this all the time and I make fun of it, but it's serious business. These women don't understand. Yeah. 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.
Even if they even make it to 60, because they start bad habits and they end up with heart disease. A lot of them.
Well, there's that. But if like 40 to 80 is literally two murder sentences.
Yeah.
Two second degree murder sentences. You average about 20 years. Like they murder the second half of their life.
Yeah.
God damn.
Speaking of murdering the second half of our life, this is the part where we're going to have to Uche Utubye right. in the neck.
Hang on. So. Let me put this out. All right. We have been completely demonetized on YouTube.
Yes.
We do this to save lives with logic, reason, truth, and comedy. We're up to 594 lives saved. In fact, we have to read that last one on the air. Probably do it this Thursday or next week. This is not cheap. We are literally fighting the forces of darkness here. And the forces of darkness, one of their main tools is death. There isn't a family in the West that hasn't tasted of this bitter fruit in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Young men out there, middle-aged men, and some of them are a little older, are just one day saying, fuck it, I'm out. Because they make that decision. And once they make that decision, it's really hard to turn them back. What we do here is we literally are 1 mile upstream from the waterfall into oblivion, putting up warning signs, gill nets, crab pots. We have guys in boats trying to pull people to the shore. And we're trying to get to them before they make that critical decision. And any little bit you can send in to help pay the bills here goes a long way, because this shit is not cheap. So thank you in advance. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have just had to make some decisions about where we're hosting our website stuff. We may have found something that is friendly to 501Cs, so expect a shift in that.
Yes.
In the nearish future.
Yeah, because we like the hosting bill at Wix is crazy expensive. I have no idea why they can justify that, but hey, fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, their service is not exactly stellar either. And I have built my share of websites. I did that shit back at about 20 years ago. Anyway, YouTube, we love you. Not really so much.
We're out.
Bye, YouTube.
Boom. All right, continue on.
Okay, YouTube has been done in the pooper. No homo.
Bummer.
Extortion scam personalized with Ashley Madison data breach.
Yeah, guys, if you think this is not going to happen with the OnlyFans breach, you're out of your fucking mind.
It's already happening.
And what I've actually learned by reading some articles on this is it really wasn't a total breach of OnlyFans.
There's multiple databases.
Here's the thing. Multiple databases have been breached. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there in hackerland who literally think like Intel analysts, and they're cross-referencing and building that database, and they're doing it even faster with AI.
I have bad news for you. I knew hackers 26 years ago.
Yeah.
That were intelligence officers and operatives. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they were there 26 years ago, there's more of them now.
Yeah, yeah. There's so actually schools out there where you can actually pay people to learn how to hack.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And these guys are very good. They're extremely competent. I've told this story before. We had the one guy that was on task force with us. We'd show up at a site. He'd show up 20 minutes later, dump a bag of phones on the table. The first time he did it, we're like, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, I hacked their telecom. Here's your phones.
Yeah.
We're all like, what? And he was just anywhere we went. We just free phone service. He's like, they all have back doors, all of them. All the telcos have back doors. And he knew where they all were. So, yeah.
Luckily, he worked for us at the time. Correct. Now he doesn't.
I don't know where he was. I don't know where he is now.
He's probably at an alphabet agency. Fucking probably watching. He's probably watching this shit right now going, I know that.
I have to finish this story. His nickname was The Carp. Nobody knows why. We just called him The Carp. Anyway, he figured it out early on. The guy was a staff sergeant promotable, had a Corvette convertible and everything, had gotten his bonus because he was intelligence, right? Motherfucker was not getting married until he got out. He made that clear. He says, I don't even date chicks. I've got a shitload of money. I do fun shit in the army and I have money. And we had another guy who would only bang ugly chicks because he was sending them a message. I'm not marrying you. You're just a piece of it's kind of horrible, but so we had two guys like that. Carp didn't want anything, would not have anything to do with women at all. And the other guy would, only bang ugly girls.
the disposable women?
Correct. Yeah.
The slump busters.
Rumor has it they were grateful.
Make you lasagna.
Stories were told from time to time because he was notorious. But
anyway,
extortion scam personalized with Ashley Madison data breach. The target receives an email threatening to share their Madison account along with their other embarrassing data with family, friends on social media, and via email. The aim is to pressure the recipient into paying a Bitcoin ransom to avoid the shame of having this very personal, potentially damaging info made publicly available for anyone to see, including spouses. Guess what? They could just keep doing this too. Because this isn't a piece of thing. It's digital information. They can run this on you once a year. They can show up. time for your payment.
Yep.
From the bottom to the top, the emails are highly personalized with information from the Madison data breach. The subject includes the target's name and bank. The body includes everything from the user's bank account number, telephone number, address, and birthday to Ashley Madison's site info, such as their sign-up date and answer to security questions. The sample email below even references past purchases.
Oh.
For mail assistance products. Now, I'm going to teach you an old spook trick if you get compromised in a way like this, and we would do this. We would dump bank accounts. And what we would do is dump from one account to another and then to a totally different bank.
Yep. They do the hopscotch with the money.
Yeah.
Yes. And now there's digital currency like Bitcoin, mm-hmm. Ethereum, and there's other smaller ones that you could use that are pretty much untraceable.
And are pretty secure because it's blockchain. But with a regular bank account like that, it's not perfect. A really good spook will be able to pick it up. But a normie like this doing a hit on you, doing a blackmail like this, they don't have the resources and they're not aware of this kind of activity typically. So it works for them. So if you get hit with a bank account blackmail thing, dump your bank account. Dump it. Go to your bank. Say, I need to put all of this. I'm going to open a new savings account. Dump it over here and immediately close the checking account. Get rid of it completely. And then you take that savings and you transfer that shit to another bank.
Yeah.
And your original bank is not going to be thrilled, but just say, look, I'm getting blackmailed. So this is not an arguing point. This is what we're doing. Give me my money. I'm moving it.
Yep.
And it's a way to avoid that portion of it. There are other things you can do, but anyway, I know everything about you. I even know that you ordered some, let's call them mail assistance products online.